Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sun and Fun 2011. Right now, we're out here at the FAA Production Studios on top of the FAST Team National Resource Center here at Lakeland Linder Regional Airport. I'm your host, Rich Tillery, joined by my co-host, and she would say she's the host, I'm the co-host, but because I beat her to the intro, my co-host here, Vicki Sherman. Vicki, welcome, Vicki, introduce our guest that we have here today.
Well, I'm going to start off here. Lori, would you like to introduce yourself and tell you how much gusto you're going to have during this interview?
Absolutely. My name is Lori Bradner, and I'm the science teacher at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy of Kathleen High School, and I am thrilled to be here.
Well,
thank you.
We're glad to have you, Lori.
George, tell us a little bit. Give us your intro. Remember, this is going to be boys against the girls here. All right,
now girls root for us now.
I want our team to have just as much gusto as them.
Hi, I'm George Bartuska. I'm the engineering and aerospace instructor at Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and as you can tell, my voice is almost gone.
Well, you know, this is a great opportunity. You guys have got some real positive things going on right now. And you know, these kids that are going to be attending this school, it's going to be it's special, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and I think one of the focuses, although we are the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, I think truly our goal is to serve as a model and an example of STEM education, and not just STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, but really to bring in that creative part, which is the arts. And part of what our goal is to really, and I think Mr. Bartuska, you can follow this, is to really show the students what authentic learning is about, and that hands-on experiences, because that's where the rubber meets the road, if you'll pardon the pun, or the rubber meets the runway when it comes to teaching students these days. And that's what we try to do at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy.
Well, George, do you agree on that, and what do you have to say about the rubber meets the road over there?
Now, well, don't forget, it's girls against boys, Mr. Bartuska.
Help us out here, George.
That's right. Well, as one of our female students recently said who was interviewed, she said, you know, we're the only school with survey equipment. Why do we have survey equipment? Because I want our kids to have hands-on learning experiences.
That's right.
And as time goes by and as we get more funding, we're going to have just more and more hands-on equipment.
I think one of the things that makes us special as an academy is so often when students participate, and back when Mr. Bartuska and I were in school, we remembered that our subjects, you went from math, then you left that class, you mm-hmm. closed the book, you went to the next class,
oh, yeah.
you closed that book. And really what we try to do as a faculty is we're more of a family, and I think our students would say that, is we really try to integrate the subjects. And so they're learning not only science and science, but they're learning science and engineering. They're learning their science and their avionics. When they're doing history, we try to bring history into science. And of course we know that mathematics is certainly something that crosses curriculums, because they've got to use math and engineering, math and science, and of course that literacy part. Not only are we teaching the students just to read, but we're trying to teach them to read in the content area. So I think it's that integration and really showing the students that you don't just leave math and then go into the next class, but showing them how they all tie together. And we do that not only with our lesson and our lesson plans as teachers, but also with our cross-curriculum projects and the things that we do to really meet that objective of what an academy is to get our students out in the community and out doing things outdoors, outside. And I'm sure Mr. Bartuska, one of the things he mentioned was the surveying, and one of the projects we did that he could certainly illustrate and talk more about is with a Swift Mud grant last year. We looked for outside funding to really compare and contrast the morphology of a box cut and a naturally occurring stream. And Mr. Bartuska, I think that you can add that they were actually doing surveying that they wouldn't have done until their junior year of college.
Right.
Well, you can add more to that.
That's right. A lot of things we do, most kids don't do till they're a sophomore or junior in college. And to add on to what she said about integration, for example, when I teach radar, we talk about the history of radar, we talk about the cavity magnetron coming from England, and just recently we were talking about reverse engineering, and we were talking about how the British during World War II reverse engineered the beam landing system used for bombing over England, and basically tie it all in together.
One of the things I think that we really work on are the cross-curriculum projects. Some of the things that we've done this year, I think that certainly we are very thankful to the FAA studios. We could not have done it without you, and I have to just say thank you to your entire staff and everything. Cheryl and Obi, and just thank you officially, was our downlink with the International Space Station.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? We took learning out of this world, and our students got to talk directly to the astronauts that were orbiting the Earth. And I think that was the highlight, certainly one of the highlights of this year, and certainly really helped to solidify. We then added to that by having our students, we took the entire school to the launch of the STS, which is the Space Transportation System, STS-133. And not only, and of course, the mission of the shuttle was to go to the International Space Station, so our students got to talk to the astronauts on the ISS, and then got to once-in-a-lifetime experience to watch it launch.
Watch their reactions. I imagine that was unbelievable.
Oh, well, I was cheering with them and pumping my fist. But you know what was so exciting is that there were so many delays. And there was a time, believe it or not, and Mr. Bartusk and I were sitting there, and he is my technical engineer who, of course, understands the lingo of mission control.
That's right.
And everything. So I would look at him and go, Mr. Bartusk, what are they saying? I'm just the science teacher. And he would go, well, we're on a delay. And the students were coming to him going, Mr. Bartusk, what did they say? What did they mean? And we literally got down to 40 seconds to the close of the launch window because, as you know, the ISS gets out of trajectory. They can't launch. And Mr. Bartuska said, Mrs. Brandner, you better hope we didn't make this trip in vain. Sure enough, we heard the go to launch. There was a cheer. But do you know that when it actually launched and when we watched that go up, and talk about a physics lesson where light travels faster than sound,
and you
could see it,
yep.
All of a sudden then, in the dead silence, we felt it. We were just across the pond. We felt it. Do you know, I had over 150 students that fell dead silent. And I only noticed because my mouth was watching. It was a chance of a lifetime for our students. It was phenomenal. I don't know what you thought about it, but I tell you what, I'd never been to one. I know Mr. Bartuska had.
I've been to one,
but
yeah.
But it was awesome.
But you're right. Once those things go off, it's like everything's moving out there, and there's just seconds of like, you don't just hear it, but you do feel it.
You do.
I mean, it's quite a shocker. Now you guys have done a lot of stuff together, I take it. Now I know there's not just two teachers in that place, right?
Not at all.
Do they all have the same energy as you guys?
We're one big, yes, exactly. And you know, we don't do caffeine or chocolate, or we'd be Tinkerbell and Peter Pan, so we don't do that. Really seriously, we're one big happy family. And the neat thing is that we're a very eclectic group of faculty members, and all of us are probably one of the most different out of the whole group. And Mr. Bartusk and I, we do go way back because Mr. Bartusk, he's wearing that wonderful suit. He will talk to you all about that, but you know we're space camp buddies. And but I think that part of our strength is that the fact that we have such different personalities, mm-hmm. but each one of us on the faculty, we're not your traditional teachers in that each one of us. Mr. Bartuska is an engineer by trade. I was a molecular endocrinologist and worked at Michigan State. I'm a published scientist. So when I came to the school, I come with a science background so I can really tell the students what it's like to be in a lab, to be a scientist in a lab. Even our acting principal, our assistant principal at Kathleen High School, the wonderful thing about him is not only is he a great principal, a great administrator, but he's been a pilot. Right. So each one of us comes with our strength in the area that we teach. Where else do you find that? It really makes a very, very eclectic group. And we are. We're just, you know, we're one big group of kids. That's exactly.
Right. So you guys, and speaking about that as being one great big bunch of kids as instructors, George, tell us about that suit that you got on.
Well, last summer we... Ms. Bradner and I went to Space Camp for Educators in Huntsville, Alabama, and we went through part of the regular astronaut training and then attended a lot of courses to help us teach about science and space better, and ate a lot of Sloppy Joes.
Hey, Mr. Bartuska, tell them about that multi-axis trainer. How was that?
Well, the multi-axis trainer, you've probably seen them at the county fair. They strap you in and you spin in all axes. And essentially, Miss Bradner could have gone on for 2 days.
But you lasted how long?
Well, she is on it right now.
That's right.
Exactly.
Sounds like she's been on since she came up the stairs.
Exactly.
Well, every 10 seconds they ask you, do you want to keep going or do you want to stop? And it doesn't have anything to hold your head in, and my head was just flailing around. So I said, I think I'll stop.
Yeah.
But I did it for 10 seconds.
He did.
Which is a long time.
Now, you did it for how long?
10 seconds.
Speaking about the program, though, are some of the students attending or are going to be attending the Space Camp program? Is that one of your curriculums?
One of the things that we are working on currently, and I'm proud to say, and I think it really shows, because a lot of people that have come through the school have asked, when they see the building, especially how spectacular this new building is on the grounds of Sun and Fun, is it private? Yeah. And most of the people coming through say, this must be a private school. And we are proud to say, this is a public school. It is not a magnet. It is not a charter. It is a public school. And I think it really shows the strength and the direction that Dr. Nickel, our superintendent, and the school board really shows the strength of our public education. We always hear about the bad press, but there's lots of good things going on too. But of course, the newspapers never, minus the Ledger, who's doing a great job talking about all the great stuff. But one of the things that we're doing right now is that on July 11th through the 15th, again, thanks to Mr. Bartuska, thanks to Mr. Smith, and again, thanks to Dr. Nickel, we are going to be offering Space Camp for Educators. Actually, yesterday we had the Director of Education, Mayor Gilmore, was with me, and through the storm, as Storm and Fun, and she actually weathered the storm. They are literally picking up what George and I did last year, picking it up and bringing it here to Lakeland for teachers throughout Polk County to participate in. We are then working on with them to offer a space camp for students in conjunction with Ernie Sanborn and Joyce Sanborn and the Florida Air Museum in conjunction with their aviation museum when their aviation camps were working on a space camp for students. I've written a grant for $25,000. For those of you that pray, keep your fingers crossed, knock on wood. I will hear in April. If we do, that will go this summer in conjunction with Kennedy Space Center, and we will be opening that to the students. If not, we're working on funding that we will be doing this next summer, because we think when George and I came back, that not every teacher, but every student needs that experience.
Oh, yeah.
Not only to engage them, but to excite them and show them what real education is about.
I agree.
And so that is in the works. The sky is the limit at CFAA.
Lori, I got a question for you. When we were off camera, you were talking about going up and getting another patch on his suit here.
Yes, I'm so excited. One of the things that when we were at space camp and I had heard about was what is called a reduced gravity flight. What that is the parabolic flight where they actually will induce a microgravity environment. So you get to experience the, for lack of a better term, it is a misnomer, misconception, but the weightlessness of space. NASA, for the first time, opened up a competition. They were going to choose 80 schools across the nation. Do you know, as of March 30th, we just got the word. And again, thanks to Mr. Bartuska, who helped me tweak our students designed a project that we put in, all of the students at CFAA, through the engineering classes, science classes, avionics classes, designed a project. We put it in on a wing and a prayer. Do you know on March 30th, I got word that CFAA of Kathleen High School was one of the 80 chosen that will be participating in the reduced gravity flight, and we will be flying. We're going to be going back to Houston, Mr. Bartuska. We're going to be back to Houston, back to Ellington Air Force Base, and Mr. Bartuska, myself, Ernie and Joyce Sanborn, get your flight suits ready, as well as Terry Gibson, who is from Kathleen High School. We're going to be doing the parabolic flight and taking the students' experiments up. That will be June 24th through July 2nd.
And you, team member of my team, you better last more than 10 seconds. Okay? Land this plane.
Hey, George, you know, what better opportunity for the school to have Sun and Fun right here, right in your back door?
Oh, yeah, it's gotta be great.
I mean, I know you've been working here with the production studio for some time, and not only that, but you brought over some of the kids to help or to participate. Would you like to talk a little bit about that, George?
Well, it depends on what's going on here, but we're coming to the end of our third year at the school, and during the first 2 years, we had a lot of kids participate over here. Things were a little bit different this year, but there couldn't be anything better than to have an aviation school at an airport to start out with. Then we have but here we are with a museum, and we just met with some individuals from Norway who are looking. They got the same setup where they've got an air museum, and they want to start an aviation curriculum within their high school. So it's, for example, we have a school in town that has a legal career academy, but they're not located across the street from the courthouse. Wouldn't it be nice if they could just walk across the street to the courthouse and observe what goes on in a real courtroom?
Sure.
Well, our kids can walk right out here and see what happens, or we can go in and touch airplanes. We can do anything.
That's right, and you know what's going to happen, don't you? These kids are going to grow up, and they're going to be out here, and they're going to be...
They're
going to be on motorcycles.
Well, actually, they are our future. They're going to be the leaders of the aviation industry. I mean, once you get them when they're hooked like that, and the opportunities that they're going to have at your school, I mean, that's going to be fantastic.
I got a question now. Is this the aviation side of Kathleen High School, to where they do classes there and then they come out here, or do you guys do it all in one house here?
We do it all in one house. The workforce academies, which fall under there are 18 high schools in Polk County. And right now to date, I'm proud to say, certainly thanks to Mr. John Small, who is the director there, he's got more energy than I do. Can you imagine? And he's amazing. And one of the things that there are literally 32 workforce academies to date. Some of the academies are housed within the high schools themselves, mm-hmm. where it's simply classes. But as much as they possibly can, they try to take whatever the focus is, they try to place so that it really is learning by immersion. It's very much, we know that that's how students learn foreign languages. You immerse them in it, they learn it better. And so really what they try to do is place them in, put the schools in places where the students are going to be immersed. And that was one of the ideas. So all of the students at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, they get not only their specialized classes in engineering, avionics, aeronautics, aerospace, AutoCAD, you name it, they also get their core courses, and they never have to leave our campus.
That's great.
They get their English, they get their science, they get their mathematics, and they never have to leave the campus. And we've got I think we have plenty for them to do.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because
absolutely.
If you have to add travel into the school thing, I'm not saying it's unsafe to be out there on the roads, but things can happen, and people and a lot of parents are a little leery of that.
And the beauty that I think that really shows the strength of this as well is that a lot of parents think, well, if they come into an academy, well, they're not going to be able to participate in all those things that were part of our high school experience. Sports, the fine arts, the art, those types of things. And really, truthfully, because of the collaboration with the high school, if we have students that are interested, we have students that are part of the band, students that are part of the drama department.
That's great.
That's great. And so we have students that go back and forth, and they still have that benefit of not only being out here and participating in our Future Eagles and our Restoration Club and our Rocket Club and the Aero Club that's going to be starting, but they can also be a part of those normal, the football team, the soccer team. We've got students that are award winners in track. Go our track team. Yay, KHS track. Go Red Devils. But they also get to participate in those normal high school things as well, I only wish we had workforce academies when I was in school.
Well, I was going to make the same comment. I was like, why can't I have you for a teacher?
And not only that is what I really missed out when I was growing up was the hands-on. Yeah. I mean, we never really got that.
Everything was textbook when we were growing up, and that's how it was. You know, the thing is you guys being a lot more ahead of the game than the rest of us, saw the opportunity. And I don't think there's anybody else doing this. That's not necessarily a magnet school or a charter school like you were talking about. I think you guys are the only ones that claim to be a public school.
We are.
Out here doing something.
We are.
And you're at, one of the biggest two hot spots in the nation for aviation.
Yay!
Right? Sun and Fun, and of course, Air Venture.
Absolutely.
It's just great to have you guys up here, and doing what you're doing. Now, we had the storm come through. Is that plane still on a pole in front of that place? Or?
Oh, darn right. That plane is hurricane ready. That building, I'll tell you what, we were locked down. We were ready to go. And you know what? Bring it on. That was minor. Those were minor wins. Bring it on. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I imagine you're going to have a few of the students over there, at the academy when they're sitting there trying to take an exam. You got planes coming in at the landing at the airport there. They're going to be thinking more about where that airplane's at and how it's landing than taking that exam.
You know, I think what we do in that case is that's when we start asking them. We start asking them about their trajectory, the angle, what those. We'll write that into that exam. That will be the oral part of that exam.
There you go.
And that's really what we do. I do have to say that again, thanks to Mr. Smith, in answer to that question, it's very interesting. You should bring that up. Is that we had an opportunity?
Hey, another airplane.
Go get them, fellas.
Take me with you. Can I fly with you, please? One of the things that we did last year is they brought in the Goodyear blimp. Well, again, thanks to the forethought, I still want to fly with them.
A little competition.
The forethought of Mr. Smith is he literally put an all call out to the classes, created an opportunity for our students to go see the Goodyear blimp. We stopped what we were doing. It was here at the airport. He said, I want you to stop your classes, start educating your students. Of course, we have the top-of-the-line technology. Get online, start educating your students, because guess what? We're getting buses, and we're taking them out to go see the Goodyear blimp.
That's great.
Can I tell you, our students were close enough that we literally, as we were talking to the pilot and the mechanics and the engineers, we had to move. Because it's only tethered. And so our students literally had to move as the blimp was coming toward us. So, again, that shows you how adaptable and flexible we are to really make this learning and make this opportunity authentic to the students. I mean, it's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. I only wish I was a student again.
Well, we're all students.
We are all students.
Now, you guys are doing a lot of the scientific stuff. Are you looking at doing a flight school type of a format here in the future where the guys are actually going to fly?
Yeah, we're looking at various options. The main drawback is the school board doesn't want the liability of having that action.
Right. I guess that was going to be my follow-up.
Right. But we're moving in different ways with an off-site flying club. We have a couple students who were accepted to Embry-Riddle, so they'll be learning to fly at Embry-Riddle. And students who have enough money certainly can learn to fly in local airports we have. But that's definitely our intent to eventually have that as part of the experience.
Speaking with your assistant principal, Chad Smith, he said that we also here have a further-on program for a lot of your students with Florida State Community College up here in Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, have you guys got a chance to go up and take a look at some of their aviation facilities there?
We have not, because we've been here teaching, so that's what we've been doing. But I think that's another strength, and that's a strength of the CAPE Academies, is that not only are we tied to the communities, but we're really trying to get the students tied into the universities, because what we're trying to do is not only give them hands-on, but to prepare them academically, because as you know, the competition, it gets just, the bar keeps going up and up and up for our students. And so we now have ties not only to the colleges that Mr. Smith mentioned, but also to the University of North Dakota, to Embry-Riddle. We are trying to make inroads with all of these colleges. We're currently being followed by a lady that is writing us up in her thesis at Harvard University.
Oh, wow.
And she's following our students and the activities that we're doing, because we're doing that integrated STEM, STEAM technology and that curriculum. And she said, this is unique, and I want to follow your students, and I want to follow what you're doing. And so we're really making those inroads to help our students network, to really get them to the next step, because we're just the launch pad. Yeah. That's all we do at CFAA. We're just the launch pad for our students.
Well, I have to say that these guys aren't just teachers, but you guys are mentors, too.
Oh, big time.
Which is what we were missing, I think, when we were growing
up. Exactly.
Or maybe me.
Well, that's a lost cause. One of the things I wanted to ask is, you know, speaking about the opportunity of attending this particular school, you have the latest and greatest over there, too, all the computers for the students, too. Everyone has that, right?
Every single room. I actually, in the science lab, I have over 30 computers, and we're wireless technology, and I actually had the students using them yesterday during the storm, and we were up and running, and we were actually tracking the storm until we lost power.
I was going to say,
until we lost power. But then they were using their phones, so that was fabulous. But it really is, it's a public entity. Please know that for those students that might be listening and parents, the application window is still open until April 30th. Our open house is going to be April 7th, and we welcome you. Please come see us. It's not for everyone, but if you're at all interested, we invite you out. Come meet the craziness. Come see it for yourself. We would love to have you come out, because it is absolutely something to see.
Do you guys have a website?
www.flycfaa.com.
Hey,
And so people can go there if they if they want to check it out, fill out a form or two.
Absolutely.
You know, make an appointment to come see you guys, make a walkthrough. I guess it's by appointment only, obviously.
Well, actually, if you do that, that would be great, and we make arrangements. I double as Julie the cruise director, and so I'd love to do that. And it is just, it is, we invite people to come out. You can also reach us through the Polk County School Board. If you go through the Polk County website,
right.
Polk County Schools, you can log on to all of the work, all of the academies that might be of interest to any of the students, maybe not just aviation, but legal, culinary, you name it, they can log on. They can see what is available, which is unbelievable in Polk County.
Do you have a number as well? Would you like to release a phone number?
Actually, our phone number is...
Hey, George, come on. This is
they do have a website.
We do have a website. 863-647.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
863-647-4761.
Woo!
All right, we don't have
this
enough.
This is why we're Space Camp buddies.
All we'll right, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being up here. Guys, I appreciate you both getting up here. You got something else?
Yeah, I just want to say it's quality versus quantity. Right. So if you want to vote for Lori, yeah. it's Idle.
You got to text
Idle, hey, Lucy
George.
101.
Listen, George.
I know. Day hey. One. Right now, Lori has got to go recharge the Energizer Bunny.
I just want to say thanks for coming out, you guys. You've been wonderful.
Thank
and
you.
And I hope you enjoy the air show as much as everybody else out here is. Thank you for coming.
It's
thank
great
you.
To have you both, George, Lori. All right, I'm Vicky. I mean, she's Vicky. I'm Rich. Come out here and enjoy Sun and Fun 2011, guys. We'll be talking to you.
Thanks.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.